It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, and one of the main things that makes Tibbetts run, they're volunteers. To the staff members of the Tibbetts in the studio to talk about that, Stephanie Burdick and Tertia Odisher, and volunteers, Stephanie, so many different capacities make it happen because there's so many things that are happening at the Tibbetts throughout the year.
Absolutely. From summer theater to community events, classic film series, Arts Alive, we have a lot happening all the time, and it takes a lot of people to make it run smoothly.
Now, Tertia, you actually got involved in that as a volunteer from the standpoint of with Tibbetts Young Audiences and with the kids shows and those kinds of things. That kind of hooked you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Working with the kids is what got me hooked. And then, of course, once you start doing one thing, you see all the other areas where we need help, and then you just start pitching in everywhere.
All right. On a short-term basis now, obviously, there's not a lot of shows yet this year for the Tibbetts, although you do have some opportunities there for folks, ushers and those kinds of things. But right now, try to make the Tibbetts look very Christmassy, right?
Yes, we have decorating the theater scheduled for November 28th at 10 o'clock. So that will be putting up the Christmas tree inside the lobby and various Christmas decorations throughout the inside and outside of the theater.
So could, Stephanie, be the things as little as that, you know, a one-day commitment? It could be people that are with you, you know, once a month to do certain projects, right?
Right. We have a bunch of different things, from beautification, like Tertia was talking about, to even giving tours or being part of office support, folding programs, working the actual events as far as that's concerned, ushering, gift shop, concessions. We do love our bartenders and gift shop people, so anybody who's interested in helping the historical theater, we would definitely welcome in any capacity.
Well, and again, it could be as short as term or as long term as really as you want it, right?
That's right. So we always have little projects going off and on, and we always have events happening. You said we don't have a whole lot scheduled for December yet, but we do have quite a few events as far as classic film series. We have a couple of concerts. If people just want to come and usher one time and see what it's all about, we will help you out. We implemented something called Service Club Saturdays last summer.
June.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Last summer. And so we're looking actually for service clubs who are interested in doing that. Because we have events year-round, it would be fabulous to have Rotary members come in, you know, once a month and help usher. And that would really kind of ease the burden mm-hmm. of the volunteer corps that we have.
Well, and it could be, you know, a church or some other group that
absolutely
could come in. Takes them out of their normal setting that they'd be meeting in, and kind of a fun way for them to meet some other people and get involved in the community.
Exactly, because then they can have that time beforehand, they can meet people as they're coming in, and then they get to see a show. So it's a win-win-win.
What's the easiest way for folks to find out, I guess, the full volunteer opportunities, Tertia, and kind of get signed up for that?
Yeah, so they can go to our website at tibbetts.org. There's a volunteer interest form they can fill out, and then that will get emailed to myself, and then I usually call them and get them scheduled with something that they've indicated that they'd like to participate in.
Volunteer opportunities abound even this time of year at the Tibbetts Opera House. Stephanie Burdick and Tertia Odisher from the Tibbetts with us in the studio on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 at FM 95.5 WTVB.